This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know, I accidentally did a Celebrity Apprentice marathon. Don't ask. We skipped last week's show, so we started watching it, and then we decided to watch last night's show, and that was 4 hours of Celebrity Apprentice. The show really does kind of stink this year. It really does. I mean, look, I love Boy George. I love Portia. I love a lot of the people in it and Layla Ali, but honestly, it really does stink. So it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger's fault, though it isn't. But I got to tell you, there was a real funny scene. I just have to tell you guys this because Arnold Schwarzenegger, we all could relate to, okay? And, you know, we don't think of Arnold Schwarzenegger as a narcissist like we do with Trump or other individuals, okay? And, you know, we may like narcissists. Okay, you know, like when, you know, David Addison on Moonlighting, when, you know, people kind of think that they're, you know, kind of hot stuff. It's kind of cool. Steven Seagal kind of had it going on for a little bit there, and Jean-Claude Van Damme very much so. But, you know, when it comes to Arnold Schwarzenegger, right, we kind of feel like he deserved it. You know, he deserves any sort of ego he has. Because when you're Mr. Universe, and I think it was Mr. Universe a few times, you know, and I believe he originally lost, came to the country, didn't have any family, you know, couldn't speak the language because he's Austrian. My grandfather was Austrian. So it's nice to hear his accent. And, you know, and you hear him, well, my grandfather was Austrian, and then he fled the Holocaust and fled to Israel. But all the rest of our family in Austria, unfortunately, died. You know, when, you know, he sits there and, you know, talks about his muscles and his weightlifting days and whatever, you let him have it. You know, one, he's getting older. You know, two is he entertained us with those muscles for many, many years in these movies. Well, apparently his nephew was on. Remember I told you? I forget his nephew's name. And he's blonde and he's very good looking. And he also has a little bit of an Austrian accent. Okay. And the nephew there looks like he's tough. He looks like he's just as tough as, you know, Uncle Arnie. Okay? Well, basically, Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of castrates him on TV without, you know, letting him know it's coming. Okay? You think they have a good relationship. You think everything's fine. And I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger's getting very, very mad at a couple of the contestants there because they were doing some sort of a, I don't know if you're familiar with how Celebrity Apprentice works, but how it works is, you have a bunch of celebrities that want to raise money for their charity. So they have these tasks to do. And it appears that, like, you know, companies that want to advertise themselves come on the show. I don't know what deal they work out. But they say, look, if you make this product or if you come up with a good ad campaign or a song for this product and you win, we'll donate to your charity. So the company gets advertisement being on the show. The contestants win money for charity, and Arnold Schwarzenegger gets to decide who he's going to dominate or not. Okay, so it's interesting. Well, I guess one of the groups messed up by not using their athletic contestant in their group and using the homosexual contestant to advertise the product. And Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't like that. And he's like, why wouldn't you use the fitness, the Olympian? You know, why would you do that? And then he starts going off in his accent, and I can't do his accent very well. But he starts going off, right, and he points to his nephew. Say, look, if I can't do an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent, if there's a muscle powder, and I am supposed to advertise a muscle powder, I would do the muscle powder. I wouldn't let him do the muscle powder. Why would I let him do the muscle powder? And there, and you see the nephew just kind of sitting there looking like, you know, he's like, well, I got some muscles too. And Arnold just goes off how ridiculous it would be letting his nephew advertise something for muscle powder. Look, I take the muscle powder. It has protein, 80% protein, and whoa, wow, look at my muscle. And he does that. And then I could swear he said, but he probably didn't, if I want to sell panties, my nephew do that. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But he basically took his poor nephew, who I think is pretty hot, and demeaned him to that degree that he couldn't, and I didn't know where that was coming. So I have to actually give, if we have, you know, two thumbs up or four thumbs up, I will give him a pinky up because I thought that scene was excellent, but it was funny nonetheless. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. There's a hormonal, I should say, a male birth control method that I told you guys about a while back, a gel. And this gel blocks the vas deferens. And it looks like it's made it through another trial, and it's doing well in monkeys. And I guess what they do is they inject it into a man's vas deferens. So to me, it sounds easy enough. I'll sign my husband up for that. But we're going to talk about that. Looks like West Virginia is going to be distributing more than 8,000 antidote kits, right? Because apparently West Virginia has the nation's highest rate of overdose deaths. We got a mom who catches a daycare worker breastfeeding her kid. Now, that's some crazy stuff. It's almost like the hand that rocks a cradle. Not sure what happened to that, but we'll talk to you about that. Then I guess people have created, I think scientists have created, the ultimate lullaby for a baby. And this baby is the lullaby is supposed to cause these babies to stop crying and to shut the hell up. I mean, that kind of sounds nice. I wish this existed when I was, you know, trying to deal with my kids. All right. And then apparently there's a man who was told he was just fat, and he ended up having a 130-pound tumor. Tumor. I know. We really need to do the show in an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, shouldn't we? Yeah. So he had a 130-pound tumor, that tumor, that was undiagnosed because he was told he was fat. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, we also have your questions to get to, so don't go away.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If I was a baby, I would not. I'd be spitting up on myself. Everybody's talking about one. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY 1-877-DOLLY. I guess the baby sounds happy. I don't know. I'm sick of the song. Thank you, Blake. Lord have mercy. I guess that is the lullaby that researchers have created, right, to hold a baby's attention and stop them from crying. I think I'm going to cry. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Blake's already asleep. I guess the lullaby was so good that Blake fell off to sleep. Yeah, I guess babies aren't calm. And when they get all upset and they cry and they work themselves up into an absolute dizzy, we don't know what to do. And I guess researchers have designed this sort of eclectic sort of song. I guess I'm really not sure. So drum rolls, key changes, rising pitch glides,
They provide opportunities, they say, for anticipation and surprise. Now, I got to tell you, I think it's smart that scientists are getting involved with this because we parents really don't know what the heck we're doing. And I got to admit, when I wanted to stop the kid from crying, I would change my pitch, all right? I would totally change my pitch. And I would, and they would stop for a second and listen because they knew something was happening. But then they were like, nah. Right. Also, what they did with this lullaby is they made it up tempo to match the baby's fast heart rate. And then it was sung by an energetic female vocal. Blake, can you play just a little bit? She didn't sound that energetic to me. Can you play another clip of that? I didn't think she was energetic at all. Sorry, I don't see how that works. I really don't. Thank you, Blake. Yeah. You know, guys, what I don't think these scientists are really, you know, grasping here is the parents have to like it too. Why do you think Finding Nemo did so well? Or Frozen? Or Toy Story? Because we parents were entertained also. Okay? If we parents aren't entertained, we're not going to want to play a song that we can't like Sesame Street. I found Sesame Street very entertaining years ago. My parents had a kid when I was 16. So I had to basically take care of him when they worked. So I'd come home from work and or school, and then I would basically take care of him until they got home late at night. And so I had to sit there and watch these shows. If there was a show I didn't like, oh, no, I'd put on MTV. But if I liked the show, yeah, I'd let him listen. They say one study found that newborn babies prefer Bach to Aerosmith. Huh. They say most systematic work has found young babies have a clear preference for consonants over dissonance and can remember the tempo of music they've heard before. Babies prefer the female voice, but like it even more when it takes on the qualities of motherese, a high-energy sing-song tone, which we all naturally adopt when talking to babies. Oh, okay, you know what they're talking about. Like, coochie-coochie-goo, hi, that's a baby, hi, oh, you're so cute. Okay, you know, the baby talk that we do, right? And see, I don't know, because my baby talk always started with, ah! Okay, so my baby talk is always kind of scary. So my kids need therapy now. But when it comes to, you know, babies and the choo choo choo, the choo choo train, wee! That kind of thing. Babies like wee, I guess. And they say their emotional responses to music is a bit more of a mystery. What kind of music makes them calm and content? What makes them happy? Now, you see, what I used to do again, when I would sing, and I used to be able to sing, it's kind of after multiple surgeries and trachs, you know, being put down my throat and just, you know, years of radio, I can't sing like I used to. Yeah, that's my excuse, okay? I'm blaming radio for the reason why I can't sing. But what I would do is whenever I had to sing to them a baby song, I would change the words around. So I would find it funny and enjoyable. So I would sing a song about the cat or the dog taking a poop or whatever. And I would be singing a song about that. And then the kids would, you know, see me laugh, they'd laugh, and I kind of got through it. You know, because I don't know the words lullaby and goodnight, la 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 la. I didn't do that. So instead, I was like, go to sleep, will you go the blank to sleep? Sleep, 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 sleep. Okay, then they just start to giggle. But after a while, they get sick of it and they fall asleep. My husband will be asleep, the dog will be asleep, and it worked. So, baby talk. You know, there's been a lot of debate if we shouldn't do baby talk. I think baby talk is excellent. Okay, I have baby talk to my kids. In fact, I still do. I still call them cupcake tushy. I go, ah, little boy. What you doing, little boy? And they're like already teenagers. But I will still talk to them like that. And the reason why they don't fight me on it is because then they know I'm in a good mood and I love them. But if I start talking to them in the same voice that I talk to my patients or I talk to my students, then they know that something's wrong. You know, so I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Okay, what are you doing? Now they're on the defensive going, oh my gosh, you know, mom's obviously mad about something. And I go, oh, hi, little baby, hi, what you doing, little boy? Well, mom, I'm working on my algebra. Oh, algebra D, you're so cute. algebra, big boy. Look how my big boy do algebra. He knows I'm not mad. And so my kids have, even, I mean, maybe they do secretly hate it, but they prefer it, whether they realize it or not, because they know that I'm not in a bad mood. And as soon as they go, Mom, don't talk to me like that. Talk to me in a normal, low, stern voice. They won't know what mood I'm in, and they won't be able to tense up and prepare and put their seatbelts on, you know, in preparation for a storm. So, and again, maybe it's because I'm raising boys. I don't know. Now, do the boys let me talk to them like that in public in front of their friends? No. No, they don't. But they're very confused because I'll start to talk and they don't know if I'm talking to them or talking to their friends because it's a regular voice. So this is why I really think my kids are going to need some therapy. But it works out. Personally, I think baby talk is fine. Go ahead and do the baby talk. Okay? I think baby talk is good. Sometimes the lovey-dovey talk does not really work with hubby that well. You know, if you look good, it does. But sometimes, you know, guys really like the, you know, lovey-dovey talk. It works. But going back to babies, they say 2,500 parents from the CNG Baby Club and HEPA's fan club voted on silly sounds that make their babies happy. The top 10 sounds was boo. Okay, they love that because babies like the spontaneity. They also like the change in tone. Raspberries. Raspberries, apparently they liked sneezing. Animal sounds. Baby laughter. They also like farfies. Are farfies where you kind of go to their stomach and go... They love that. Okay, I like that too. All right, so make your own song. Farting sounds they don't like. Okay, unless they know what a fart is, they don't like that sound. And people don't understand, why doesn't the baby laugh at the fart sound? The reason why is if you all of a sudden go, oh, hold on a second, okay, if you all of a sudden go, all right, what do they associate with that fart sound? One is the bad smell, right, because obviously you farted in front of your kid because that kid won't say anything, as opposed to your five-year-old going, Dad farted, right? So one is they know a bad smell is coming, and two is they know a poop is coming for them, right? Because they will fart before they have to poop many times. And if they really don't want to stop what they're doing to go have a poop, they're going to find that very disruptive and very disconcerting. So they're not really big on fart sounds. Now, once you have a couple boys and they're 3 years old and 4 years old and 5 years old and 35 years old and 47 years old, oh, they love fart sounds. They do. They think it's funny. But until then, no. All right, that's what you guys have. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So West Virginia is distributing 8,000 overdose antidote kits of naloxone for opioid overdoses. Money for the kits comes from a $1 million federal grant to West Virginia, which has had the nation's highest rate of overdose deaths. Naloxone, as we know, is an antidote that, if you administer in a timely manner, will reverse the respiratory depression that opioids and opiate overdoses do. That's how you die from opiates, because your respiratory depression stops. So it could reverse it. The problem is sometimes one isn't enough. So if you ever do have to give it in your backyard, you need to make sure that you still take that person or call 911, make sure they have some emergency care, because they can, unfortunately, you know, the medicine can outlast the naloxone. Apparently, West Virginia had 725 overdose deaths in 2015. In that state, that's 41.5 per 100,000 people. So emergency medical services had to administer 4,100 doses of naloxone that year, up from 3,300, which means 4,100 people overdosed last year. That's crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're talking about what's happening in West Virginia, where apparently they had like 4,100 overdoses last year, and so they need to now pass out about 8,000 antidote kits such that people who are at risk for overdosing on their opioids could, have the rescue medication, naloxone. And, this is very frustrating, for those of us in the medical field to see this kind of thing happening. And, is it that we're having this many people want to get high? Heroin, fentanyl, or is it people trying to commit suicide? And family members finding them, and the easier way to commit suicide and the less painful way to commit suicide is an opioid overdose. Well, let's really kind of take a look at what's going on here. All right. This is just West Virginia alone. So if West Virginia
had over 4,100, almost 4,200 overdoses, such that, you know, local emergency medical services had to administer 4,186 doses of naloxone last year, 3,351 the year before, 2,165 2 years ago. I would really like to see the data, all right, of suicide attempts. That's one of the things I think of, because I know a lot of people out there want to get high. I get that. And when you get high, it's very easy to overdose and to keep going stronger when it comes to opioids, because as you know, once you take your first opiate, you don't feel that hit anymore. So you have to go stronger and stronger. So yes, the majority of these cases could be people that are overdosing because they're, you know, taking too much until they start to feel that buzz or that euphoria. But I'd like to see some other data on suicides, and if they found that there were less violent ways of people committing suicide and more ways that involved the opioids. You know, I met somebody the other day who said that he had enough opiates because he was in such pain that if he wanted to kill himself, he did. But he was too much of a coward, and he didn't, and he's glad he didn't. But, you know, that you know, when somebody's in pain, first of all, okay, they don't want to be in pain. Right? And that's a miserable life to live. Right? And whether they're in physical pain or emotional pain, right, a pain pill helps both of those. Now, maybe it's not something that doctors are very comfortable prescribing for that, but if you have actual physical pain, we use narcotics, and people with emotional pain will go to narcotics also because it gives them a buzz. So, you know, the problem you have is you have people in pain, right, which is why we need to really up our mental health services and our facilities and increase more access, because this is, you know, people are self-medicating. And it's when it comes to opioids and prescription pills, it's a legal way to get high, just like alcohol. You know how many people get drunk? People get drunk all the time. And even if they don't get drunk, they get buzzed. People after work, they're going for happy hour, they're going for drinks. People are getting buzzed all the time. And we have to face it that we are a society of people that want to get buzzed. Right? Many people want that euphoria. Some people get that euphoria from doing something healthy like exercise. Right? Or from sex. Or from, you know, but when it comes to pills or outside external sources like alcohol, etc., nicotine, right? People want a buzz. Look at what happened with the dripping, with the e-cig liquid we talked about yesterday. How a quarter of teens who vape do it very dangerously by dripping the e-liquid directly onto the coil to produce a thicker vapor and give them more of a nicotine hit and give them more of a more flavor and more of a buzz. Well, people want to get high. That's just what they want to do. And when it comes to heroin or fentanyl, if you've ever had a pain medication, that first one, you know, will give you some euphoria, but once all the mood receptors are saturated, right, and then you take the second pill or you take your second dose, it just doesn't feel like the first. So sometimes you feel like, well, you know what, if I take two, I'll feel it. Right? Well, I'm just going to start out with two next time. And then it just keeps going on. You know, this opioid epidemic is evolving, and now they even have animal tranquilizers they're using. Remember we talked about that elephant tranquilizer, carfentanil? All right? So now we have a much stronger opioid that's out there that's not even for human consumption, but for elephants that people are using. What the hell is wrong with people? What's wrong with them? Now, I get it. I get it. You know, once you get addicted to it, opioid withdrawal sucks. You feel like you're going to die. You don't. Okay, you rarely die from opioid withdrawal, although we do have to watch about suicide, and you will have, you know, a lot of diarrhea. And so you can, unfortunately, dehydrate. But, you know, you won't die from opioid withdrawal. You can from benzodiazepine withdrawal because you could have a seizure. But usually with opioid withdrawal, you're not supposed to die. But you feel like you're dying. So if you've been fooling around with these medications, or let's say you were in pain, you were in a car accident, and you were taking these medications, or let's say you had a rotator cuff surgery or a hip replacement, etc., and you were never comfortable enough to get off the pain medicines because you were still having pain, you're going to become addicted. And you become addicted when you don't get your medication. You get scared. It's scary to go through withdrawal. So not only do you have the people getting high and being stupid, but you have the other people who are victims to their pain medication. And the withdrawal is so scary that they would rather take the medication. You know, when I teach medical students about, I teach at Toro University in Nevada, and when I teach medical students about quote-unquote drug seekers, people coming in for pain medications, they're not just people wanting to get high or people wanting to sell it, even though we still have to be very, very careful that those people do come into the doctor to get their medication. But you'll offer, okay, well, would you like to get help? And the patient may say no. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they're a quote-unquote drug seeker. Because they have maybe tried to get help, or they have tried to come off the medication, and it was so miserable and so scary that they don't want to take that chance. So if they don't want to take that chance, they're going to say no to you, you're going to think they're doing something sinister, and they're just too afraid. Now, inpatient programs make it a heck of a lot easier. Right, to come down from the medication. And basically what they do is they help you with a variety of sources. One is to relax you. One is to help with the symptoms of the withdrawal. The other is to help with therapy and to, help deal with the mental aspect of addiction. And so there's basically a whole team of help you get from inpatient. And we think inpatient is more successful than outpatient. Trying to come off of it yourself is miserable. And, you know, you being home alone and missing work, yeah, it's just something that people don't want to do. So, this is a problem that's not going to go away. And yes, telling doctors to stop prescribing medications, I don't think is the right way to go about it, because you have some people in real pain that aren't going to get their medication. And, you know, many state boards are, you know, threatening doctors to, you know, take away their license. So, again, here comes the threats. And I tell you, I'd rather you be incentivized for patients coming off their medication than not. Now, one of my listeners, hold on a second, I have this email here. Omar from Portland says, I suffer from an L4-5 disc herniation, and my pain doctor is discharging me, saying he doesn't write pain meds anymore, and to go to my family doctor. But my family doctor won't write them either. So we have Omar here, and his email's longer than this, but he talks about how his pain management doctor isn't even writing pain medications anymore. And we've talked about why that could happen. We've talked about how, pain management doctors also don't want to be in trouble with the board, okay, because they seem to be the ones, targeted for many of the opiate prescriptions being written. So many of them are like, look, you know, I don't even get paid for doing those prescriptions. I get paid for the procedures. And I think the procedures help the patient more. So if the patient doesn't want to do the procedures, I'm not going to continue their I'm not going to be a prescription mill. Now, some people think they're doing it just for financial reasons. Some of them are doing it to save their license. That's not for us to debate right now. But we're seeing more and more pain management doctors say, I'm not writing you the medication, go back to the family doc. If the family doc doesn't want to write it, you're up a creek. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to learn Spanish, from a medical Spanish standpoint, health words, how to take care of a relative, how to take care of a friend who speaks Spanish, or for those of you in the healthcare industry, LearnHealthSpanish.com is a great course. It teaches you Spanish very easily, very reasonably. And if you use the code DDW, you get a discount. Go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. It's pretty fun. I want you guys to check it out. All right. So a California doctor removed a 130-pound tumor from a Mississippi man. By the way, some of the articles are saying it's 140 pounds. Can they get it right? Is it 130 or 140? Who knows? But it's big. And they removed this tumor from a Mississippi man who was told by other physicians that he was just fat. Roger Logan, 57 years old, had a non-cancerous growth removed on January 31 at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. He's going to remain there another week or so before returning to Gulfport, Mississippi. The tumor probably started as an ingrown hair that became infected. It swelled and developed its own blood supply. According to Logan's surgeon, Dr. Vipul Dev, he told the Bakersfield Californian newspaper, it sprouted from his lower abdomen more than a decade ago. Doctors told him, you're just fat. It's just fat. The tumor grew so massive that it hung to the floor when he sat. That's horrible. He said, I used to equate it, you just put a strap around your neck and carry three bags of cement around with you all day long, just swinging. He was unable to move, so he spent most of his time in a recliner in one room of his home. By the time the tumor reached 130 to 140 pounds, doctors told Logan it was too risky for him to have surgery, giving him only a 50% chance of surviving it. But his wife, Kitty, scoured the country for specialists to perform the operation and found Dev, who had performed similar surgeries. She just kept pushing, according to Logan. She wouldn't let me quit. Very good wife. Very cool. Logan made the 2,000-mile, 40-hour trip to Central California with his chair bolted to the floor of a cargo van. He said, just like I was in my living room at home. He's now recovering, and last Thursday he was able to walk for practically the first time in years. He says, my feet are together. He's wiggling his toes in the hospital bed. He said they haven't been together in years. So he's looking forward to returning home and resuming his life out of an armchair. So when you see the picture of this and you see him smiling and you see him, I guess, with this tumor, all right, it just blows your mind how something like this could be just called fat. Now, I would like to see the medical records before I make any sort of opinion on the doctors just calling it fat or calling him fat. If somebody is disabled, all right, and not able to perform many activities of daily living, right, we look at what's doing that. So if somebody says they can't get out of a chair, okay, we as medical professionals want to know why they can't. And if it is a weight issue, you know, and he does have a weight issue, he does, but obviously because he couldn't move around. But if there is a weight issue, we would then suggest maybe, you know, a gastric sleeve procedure or lap band or some sort of bariatric surgery. Or we would recommend a nutritionist, etc. So I don't understand why he wasn't receiving care. You know, there could be more to this story. Were there insurance issues? Did the medical doctor say, look, we could open it up and take a look, but it's risky? Yeah, no, I want you to know what this is. Somebody might say, well, Dahlia, why aren't the CAT scanning him? There's a chance that, I don't know why, they didn't CAT scan. Maybe they did. We're not getting that, you know, data, or we're not getting that report. But when you're very, very large, unfortunately, you may not fit into a CAT scan machine or an MRI machine. Sometimes what they need to do is use MRIs for horses or large animals for people. And we've had to do that. We've had to do that for people who were too large for the scan. So then my next question is why didn't they do a scan of that sort on the patient? Now, what if they did? Because, again, we're not getting all the data. I mean, maybe they did examine it. And what if it was fat? What if it was a big, fatty tumor? You still could recommend removal of the fatty tumor. Now, if he did have multiple health issues, multiple cardiac issues, etc., absolutely it could be risky.
And, you know, with the, you know, malpractice sentiment that's around and very prevalent in California, maybe, or his state in Mississippi, you might have had physicians going, look, I've never done anything like this. I don't know if your heart can handle the surgery. You need to decide. Do you want us to do the surgery or, you know, play it safe? So very, very good that the wife was very persistent. And, you know, found somebody. But I'm hesitant to say the doctors just said, oh, you're fat, go away. You know, because now we feel we have a responsibility to help you if you're overweight. Now, on the other end, one of my listeners a few months back said that his wife is morbidly obese. And not one doctor has brought that up to her. So rather than in his case, Logan's case, where Roger Logan, where they just said you're fat, which is, again, an improper term. I hate that term. His wife is getting heavier and heavier, and nobody's saying anything to her. Okay? And there's this reluctancy to talk to a woman about her weight. Nobody wants to insult a woman. Nobody wants to insult. In fact, I was talking to my medical students, and my medical students said one of the physicians they shadowed said, don't bring up weight to her. Don't ask her the weight. Don't bring that up. That's insulting. Wrong. Okay, if you're the medical provider, you need to be all over that. You need to be on top of that. Yes, you could, you know, you could upset them and they could go on Yelp and rip you to pieces for something that doesn't have to do with their weight. I understand that. But there's ways to do it, you know? All right? Now, well, you know, sometimes how I bring it up is I say, look, you know, you and I are curvy women. We got some curves, all right? So if our breasts are dense, we may be more at risk for breast cancer as they're looking at density to be an issue. Those of us that are curvy, you know, obviously have more fat than others. So we want to keep that fat to a minimum if we can. How's your diet? How's your, you know, and so, you know, for me it's easy because I'm very curvy. And boy, do I got some extra fat somewhere, right? So I could at least, you know, bring it up that way. Okay? But sometimes we just have to say, look, if you want to get that blood pressure down, losing weight helps. If you want to bring down your blood sugar or reverse your diabetes, let's get the weight off. Let's work together. There's lots of things we could do. You know? I've noticed you have lost some weight since your last visit. What are you doing? Good job. How can I help? You know, well, you know, I've started to cut back on soda pop and I'm eating less carbs. Okay, excellent. Way to go. You know, good. If you start to plateau, let me know. You know, we could get a nutritionist involved. We could get an endocrinologist involved. We've already run tests. You know, it looks like your hormones are good. We could consider, the therapist to help you with your exercise. So, but it has to be addressed. And with some people, you need to just be blatant about it and say, look, you're going to die. You know, I don't want to upset you. You're going to die. And that stinks that people are so afraid of reviews. You know, on one end, these reviews that are out there, you know, really keep restaurants on their toes and keep a lot of businesses on their toes because they don't want somebody spreading, crap about them, basically. All right. However, there's a lot of people that lie on these, and some people are so afraid of bad reviews that they don't want to risk it. So they're just going to play it safe. You don't want your doctor playing it safe. You want your doctor going in and cut. You don't want your surgeon going, oh, you know what? I don't want to make him bleed. So maybe I'll just try to pinch it here. No, you want the surgeon to go in, cut it out, and move on. So you want your doctor to not be playing it safe. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.